Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, March 24th, 2025. The Mallinckrodt site in Orrington received a notice of violation from the Maine DEP late last week. The DEP announcement reads, quote, "The Department of Environmental Protection, DEP, has issued a notice of violation to Mallinckrodt US LLC / Medtronic related to the lack of meaningful progress remediating the former chloralkali manufacturing facility located along the Penobscot River in Orrington, Maine. Historic operations at that site resulted in a significant amount of mercury contamination to the surrounding soils, groundwater, and neighboring river. The DEP has pursued the site's cleanup since 2008, and under DEP oversight, progress has been achieved remediating the area. However, large areas of soil contaminated by mercury above the site's specific standard established by the order of the Board of Environmental Protection for the protection of public health, safety, and the environment remain on the site unremediated. Mallinckrodt has ceased to make meaningful progress towards remediating the remaining soil for over 2 years, compelling the DEP to undertake this enforcement action. The DEP expects that Mallinckrodt will immediately resume efforts to achieve site remediation consistent with Maine law and the department's orders," end quote. The notice of violation is available on the DEP website at maine.gov. I'll give the full direct website on the archives with today's program. The heads of PBS and NPR have been called to testify before the House Oversight Subcommittee on Delivering on Government Efficiency, otherwise known as DOGE, on Wednesday this week. The committee is chaired by Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the meeting is called Anti-American Airwaves, Holding the Heads of NPR and PBS Accountable. Marjorie Taylor Greene added in an announcement, quote, "I want to hear why NPR and PBS think they should ever receive a single cent from the American taxpayer. These partisan so-called media stations dropped the ball on Hunter Biden's laptop, downplayed COVID-19 origins, and failed to properly report the Russia collusion hoax. Now it is time for their CEOs to publicly explain this biased coverage. Federal taxpayers should not be forced to pay for one-sided reporting, which attacks over half of the country to protect and promote its own political interests. I look forward to working with the Trump administration to stop allowing the blatant misuse of taxpayer funds for partisan ends," end quote. Protect My Public Media, an action network dedicated to protecting local public media, issued an alert that reads in part, quote, "Public media is an effective local-national partnership. Local public media stations and national organizations like NPR and PBS partnered to deliver essential services, including life-saving emergency alerts that keep communities safe, educational media content, and resources that are proven to help children thrive, local journalism that informs and engages, and cultural programming that connects and enriches communities. These services aren't available anywhere else, and federal funding, just about $1.60 per person each year, makes all of this work possible, ensuring that everyone has access to a local public media station. Without this investment, Americans, especially in rural and underserved areas, could lose this vital service," end quote. Now, the funding that was already approved for this year by the prior administration has been protected, but future federal funding for public media, including WERU, is not. You can get more information at protectmypublicmedia.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.